No, very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins were taking on the Nationals in their second of four at Nats Park in Washington, D.C. this week. It was a matchup between Vance Worley and A.J. Cole, a matchup that we saw last week at Marlins Park. With a recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, Vance Worley did it again for the second time in 6 days. He stymies the Nationals, with whom he went to spring training this year. Released the end of the spring. As a Marlin now, two strong starts against the Nats. He wins them both. Marlins prevail tonight 7-3 here in our nation's capital. Vance Worley beat A.J. Cole in the Nationals 7-0 last Wednesday night in Miami. Same two matched up tonight. We were scoreless until the Nationals' half of inning number three. The inning began with a double by Brian Goodwin. Adrian Sanchez dropped down a sacrifice bunt. Goodwin's in third with one out for Bryce Harper. Ground ball to second base. D ranging to his left has it. From a knee on the outfield grass takes care of Harper. But in from third, Goodwin. And the Nats strike first tonight. They've got a 1-0 lead on Harper's 83rd run batted in. Miami, they'll got that run right back in the top of the fourth. Two outs, nobody on for Derek Dietrich. 1-2 pitch, Dietrich is hammered to right, sending Bryce Harper back. He'll turn around, look up. Goodbye, Derek Dietrich. He homered off Cole Wednesday night in Miami. He homers off Cole again tonight. And we're tied at one in the fourth. So the Marlins had evened the score via the long ball, and it was 1-1 into the fifth when Miguel Rojas led off with a single against A.J. Cole. He took second on a Worley sack bunt. After a base hit by D. Gordon, put Marlins at first and third. Up to the plate stepped Giancarlo Stanton. There was a meeting at the mound. Mike Maddox headed out there to talk with A.J. Cole. The message probably was, don't give this man anything too good to hit. See if maybe you can get Stanton to chase. Well, on the very first pitch, he gave Stanton something to hit.
Stanton swings on the first pitch. What in the world were they talking about? It is a high fly ball deep to left center. It is up, up and away on a three-run home run for Giancarlo and a 4-1 Marlins lead. Wow.
For Stanton, number 38 on the season. That's a new career high. His fifth in five games on this road trip. For Big G, number 17 in his last 28 games. Go back to July 5th in St. Louis. He's hit 17 homers in the last 28 games. What a remarkable run for Major League Baseball's home run leader. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. That fifth inning would be the final inning for A.J. Cole. He allowed four runs on four hits and a walk tonight. Struck out five, a couple of homers. Hit a man, 96 pitches, 62 strikes. When he exited, it was a 4-1 game. Sammy Solis pitched a scoreless sixth inning. He walked the leadoff man, Miguel Rojas, in the seventh. Gave way at that point to Joe Blanton after Blanton got pinch hitter Tyler Moore on a pop-up to second. Up stepped D. Gordon. D slaps one down the left field line. Lind in pursuit. He won't get it. It's a fair ball. Going to bounce up into the seats. A fan reached over the wall, and it's going to be a ground rule double. Rojas was around third coming home. They'll send him back to third base. They're going to send D to second, and they're going to give Rojas the plate. It's going to be the umpire's judgment that Rojas would have scored, so make it an RBI double for D and a 5-1 Marlins lead. That was the proper judgment. The Nationals challenged that ruling, but it was obviously fan interference. So the Marlins had a 5-1 lead at that point. They intentionally walked Giancarlo. That would be it at that point for Joe Blanton. Oliver Perez came on to face the lefty Yelich, got him to pop foul to third base. Then he hit JT Realmuto with a pitch. So the Marlins had him loaded against Ollie Perez with two outs in the seventh. And up again, step Dietrich. 1-2 pitch to Dietrich. Line drive, right center field. There's the big hit to break it open. D scores. Stanton rounding third. He's coming home. And it's a two-run single for Derek Dietrich to make it 7-1 Miami in the seventh inning. That was the end of an eight-pitch at bat for Derek Dietrich, and the Marlins were in command in this ball game. Worley done after six tonight. Six hits and a run. He walked three, struck out two. 88 pitches, 56 strikes. Dustin McGowan got the seventh inning. He allowed a base hit to Andrew Stevenson, a pinch hitter, leading off that seventh. Stevenson went to third base and a double by Brian Goodwin and scored on a base hit by Adrian Sanchez with men at the corners. Bryce Harper with a sack fly to center field. That made it a 7-3 game. And the Nats had a man on with one out in the seventh inning for Ryan Zimmerman. McGowan fires, and Zimmerman drives him toward left. Ichiro races over, makes the sliding catch. Good play by Ichiro. The runner, Sanchez, was around second base. They're going to throw to first and double him off. The double play goes 7-4-3. So Zimmerman now has been a part of three double plays, a strike him out, throw him out double play, a ground ball double play, and a fly ball double play. Well, Drew Steckenrider pitched a scoreless eighth inning, allowed a hit, struck out a pair, and we went to the ninth. Marlins 7 and the Nationals 3. No saving it, but Brad Ziegler on to try to close things out. He got pinch hitter Daniel Murphy to line to short for the first out. Brian Goodwin singled after Adrian Sanchez lined to right for the second out. The Nationals were down to their final out in this ball game. Goodwin at first, two down. Bryce Harper, their last chance.
Then he swings on the pitch. Ground ball backhanded at third by Dietrich. Goes to second base for the out and the ball game. And the Marlins have beaten the Nationals 7-3 here at Nats Park tonight. And this is an especially good win for Vance Worley and the Marlins.
Well, for the Marlins, 7 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 6 men left on base. For the Nationals, 3 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They leave 9. Vance Worley, the winning pitcher, 2-2, beats A.J. Cole, who falls to 1-2. Both Worley wins and both Cole losses, coming in the last 6 days in head-to-head matchups. Time of the game was 3 hours, 7 minutes, and a crowd of 25,406 goes home disappointed tonight here in Washington. The Marlins now 2-3 on the road trip. They improved to 53-58 overall, 26-30 away from home this season. As for the NL East leading Nationals, they fall to 66-45. Their lead in the division cut to 13 games over the second-place Marlins. Nats now 30-23 here at Nationals Park.
Marlins over the Nats in Game 2 last night. Game 3 comes your way this evening at 7:05. Fish family members, if you missed the bonus code last night, your bonus code this morning is Nationals. Nationals is the Fish family bonus code. 3-4, this series locked up at 1 apiece. Comes your way tonight at 7:05. Nats Marlins, Conley versus Gonzalez will be on the air at 6:35 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.